Amen. Thank you, choir. It is very true. As we come on this new beginning Sunday, we are in this together.
Amen.
We are in this together.
Amen.
And we need each and every one of us as we share the kingdom of God wherever we go. And I know there's been some technology things. If you see me on my phone, it's not as I'm texting and looking at Facebook, but there's people and there's joining at home. We are glad that you are here. We need you too, even though you may be at home this morning. Even with technology, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. God has, the message is still getting out there, and thank for all the people that are working on those things. But we are glad to have you joining us, even if you're not here in person, because we need each other. As we turn to our scriptural text this morning, as we reflect in the Word, we have for the last, it's hard to believe, our family's been here for 2 months already. But over these last 2 months, we have been looking at our study about new beginnings. We've looked at stories about people that started so excited about where they were going, only to get frustrated and decide, you know what? What were we excited about to start with, right? Or they got tired and exhausted. We also saw stories over this last couple months where maybe ended up somewhere they didn't want to be, and how God had shown them this moment. We looked at it the last couple weeks. We have to remember where we've been to remember where we're going. And last week, of course, we looked at that sometimes God calls for that big C word, commitment, and change, even if we're scared. Today, we look at a passage as we conclude this kind of new beginnings, and we begin anew on this assurance God has given us. And we look right into this passage. We go right to verse 2, where it talks about, it begins of this, says, Moses, my servant, is dead. It begins with this transition of leadership. If you have followed, and we will talk about this in the future, Moses is fascinating of his life that he had on earth. From the very beginning, from getting thrown into the river, to be picked up by the Pharaoh's daughter, to all of a sudden then decide to see a burning bush and get in trouble, and God still called him, and then to convince people to leave their land to go somewhere else. And then, of course, listen to them complain about after they went somewhere else, they wanted to go back to where they were, right? But here, and then Moses finally leads them to the promised land, and then he doesn't get to continue. This is a passage that transition between the leadership of Moses to Joshua. Now, I'm quite thankful in our Disciples of Christ tradition that that is not how we transition ministers these days. When one minister leaves and retires to a new one that comes and arrives. But it does give us that transition. It gives us a new beginning as we start on a new adventure. Doesn't mean we forget where we've been. We still remember. It led us to our present to put us together in our covenant today. And boy, God has got something great for us yet into the future. And as we see in verse 2, now and then, they're ready to cross into the river of Jordan, the land that was given to them. Now, I also believe that we are not called to necessarily occupy geographical land, as Israel was, or we're off to some military conquest. For us, crossing the Jordan, occupying land is metaphorical, of course. It is about breaking out of our necessary comfort levels and bringing the good news of Jesus wherever we go. But there is some parallels between this passage and us where we are that God gives Joshua what it means, the tools to move forward. Those commitments that God has given us, gave Joshua, leads us today to our new beginning Sunday. So, of course, the passage, the big passage, the key principle, if you remember nothing today, is, of course, be strong and courageous. I think in this passage, Joshua got the memo. Be strong and courageous. Be very strong and courageous. There is no doubt we also need the strength to be strong and courageous, do we not? It's not as easy. We've talked about this over the last couple months. It's not as easy to have courage to go share about Jesus wherever we go. Is it? Where many of us probably don't want to go knocking on doors this afternoon. Makes us a little uncomfortable. Because we, not just because we don't want to share the good news, but because we know what may be on the other side of that door. We may get the door slammed in our face. We may get mocked, ignored. We know that we live in a world that, you know, we say, this is blue, and we have a whole argument over it. Unfortunately. And we have different ways we view, of course, the gospel. But we do need to speak up for the goodness that God has given to us. No wonder we get worried when we try to share our faith. We all travel, or go on travel. Some of us have social media, right? We see posts all the time. They go, I don't think so. I don't agree with that. But we know not to comment on that because what will happen? You'll have 30 comments later of arguments back and forth. We all, if we have some social media, if it's Facebook or Snapchat, or I like to call it Snap Peas because I don't understand how to use the app. How often do we go on there and say, I love Jesus? How often? I struggle with it because you know what's going to happen next. Somebody's going to comment and go, do you really love Jesus? And then whatever it may be. So what do? We take the easy road out and go, nah, I just won't post anything. It's a safe thing to do, is it not? Because we know. We live in a world that sometimes those words are hard and cruel. But we need to hear that we need to be strong and courageous. We need to have the strength to overcome our fears of sharing our faith. It looks different to all of us, to each one of us. The way I share my faith, the way you share your faith, is completely different. It can be as easy as being at the Walmart checkout, sharing where you have been this day, and you saw God's blessing. It may be all that is needed to change someone's perspective of the day. We all need the strength and the courage to overcome instead of being quiet about Jesus. Because even in 2024, Joshua was faced with an enormous challenge. Enormous. To taking over the leadership, convincing that he still knew and had to be courageous. Jesus, his ministry, also had to be strong and courageous wherever he went. We may think, well, our world is so divided today. Imagine as Jesus moved across this world to share the good news, how people have begun to go, what is he doing? He's challenging the status quo. Jesus just kept doing what he was doing, feeding people, loving people, and not necessarily getting in a fight with people that had a different opinion. He kept doing the work. He also wasn't quiet. He shared, as we saw in a couple of the passages last week, he was pretty direct about what steps we needed to take. We too. Even though we may not want to post or stand on this roof and declare Jesus, wherever we go in our own way, there are still people that need love. There are people that still are hungry in 2024. And we don't all need to be confident evangelists with slick presentations or willing to, you know, knock on the door. We just need to be willing to speak what Jesus has done for us and what it means to us. It's all it takes. We don't have to have the clever answers. Your pastor clearly doesn't have all the answers. Let's be clear there. But you know what's great about it? When we have questions along our life, this, as we come as a community of faith, we can bring it here. When we start our Bible study on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or whenever study we're together, we go, wait a minute. Jesus, the scripture today said, and together we talk it through. Doesn't mean that we all end up at the same spot because our life perspectives change that. But that's the beauty of being church together. So maybe today when you leave, you will post on your Facebook or whatever social media saying, I love Jesus. And maybe not look at the comments for a while. As we also move on into our passage this morning, of course, in verse 8, it says, keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate it on day and night. Again, this is so fascinating to me. You probably will hear this 1,000 times from me. That they had to rely. Moses had to rely on that connection and the experiences that he had. You and I, we have the Holy Scripture. We can go back and we can look at the journeys of people that have gone before us. Joshua had Moses. And Moses was gone for a while and he come down with these commandments, the rules of how to follow. And what did he do? He followed. You and I, we have tons of stories of people that have gone before us. We have perspective. They only had a little bit of knowledge. But we see how the Holy Spirit worked upon the apostles and the prophets. And we see how God and Jesus worked among his people. Not kings, not people of privilege, normal people that they went to be in communion with, to share the word of God. How many of us would run into a burning bush and then go and tell someone about it? If I said I saw a burning bush in the courtyard, what would you all say to me? Maybe I probably should take a longer nap. They believed in what? The story. They believed in that moment. They trusted in faith, and they had to be strong and courageous to move. We stand with the word because it is those that have gone before us. And in my ministry with you, as we make this covenant today, this new beginning, it is that we walk through Scripture together to bring it alive to what it means to us and how we share it outside of these walls. And yes, there'll be passages that will be difficult and hard to understand, and we'll have to grapple together. But that is the beauty of, again, being church. And of course, in verse 9, have I not commanded you to be strong and be courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the third time in a very short, that says, be strong and courageous. Except this time, it comes with a command. It's also accompanied with a promise that no matter where you go, God is with you. He makes Joshua this promise. I will go with you wherever you go. And he makes that promise to us. Jesus also made this promise to us in Matthew 28. And in both cases, we see a specific context. The context that God, people being sent out into this world, a rainy world, wherever we go, to share the witness with wherever we are. Israel had to deal with the army to witness to the presence of God to occupy a land. But it's not just about a promise for God with his people. It's a promise that God will be with his people at the very time, the very moment we need that strength and courage. We may not always see the visible signs like they may have seen when the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. We may not see the burning bush. We may not experience the things that they may have experienced. But look around. Look around. As we look around this sanctuary, as we look out into our community, as we go, as we see the beauty of the sunshine, the beach, the love, God has provided us a view, and it is also a sign. It is a sign that God is always with us. But the work of the Spirit is to bear witness to Jesus, to do so many ways in our lives, to see Jesus wherever we go. We see each other, and we do work together in ministry. We see the work. We see God at work. and it fills us with the peace of Christ. Not just individually, but also it dwells in our midst. The Holy Spirit also is here to help us when we get those moments when people attack us, when we feel like we're being attacked, and to be our advocate wherever we go. In the life of the church, typically on Pentecost, we talk about the Holy Spirit, that fire that moves in us. But I think today, on our new beginning Sunday, it is also a good reminder and occasion as we move forward that no matter where we go, God is with us through the Holy Spirit. And so this morning we come asking that Holy Spirit to be the presence of God, to move among us, to make us strong and courageous, to witness Jesus wherever we go. We seek to enliven the scriptures, the texts before us, so that we know God more, and that this world can know God more. Yes, Holy Spirit, lead us into the future, wherever we are led, because our calling, First Christian Church of West Palm Beach, is to be a beacon of light to this community that desperately needs our love. Come, Holy Spirit, move us so we can be that light. We might have to be a little uncomfortable. We might have to use the C word a couple times. But God's light is among us. And now it is our job to take that light into the world. Let us be courageous and bold wherever we go in this new beginnings. We pray with me. Gracious and most loving God, thank you for this day that you have given us. God, you know there is so many details. There's so many things that are transpiring in our lives, in our world. Things that take our attention, focus us on other things. We see the people that have been put into our lives that have come before us in our past that have led us to be here this very moment. Thank you, God, for putting those people in our lives, even if we never know who they are. And God, thank you for this season that you have called us together to be your hands and feet now, being led by your only Son, Jesus. That leads us to us now, to us to lead into the future. God, as we sometimes get uncomfortable, unknown of what we are supposed to do, or when we should speak up but not speak up, let us have the comfort, the knowing that you are present in our lives, and that we be courageous and bold wherever we go. Because you are with us, we just have to look around to see the blessings and the beauty of the people that are around us that encourages us to be your church. Thank you, O God, for your blessings and your glory that we share wherever we go. In your name we pray. Amen.